The sticky sweet smell of burning sugar, mixing with wood smoke, brought my head out of the clouds and back to the present moment.
Dude, you gonna blow on that?
She said, cocking her head toward the flaming marshmallow on the end of my stick. Oh, shit! I pulled the melting confection out of the flames and blew on its charred remains. Her laugh was good-natured and teasing.
This can't be your first time making s'mores, right?
I responded with a sheepish grin. I'm pretty sure I've eaten a s'more at some point in my life. Possibly more than once. I just can't think of any specific times at the moment. She smiled, shook her head, and handed me a new stick with a fresh marshmallow stuck on the end.
Good thing we brought plenty of extras.
I tried to position the marshmallow a little further from the campfire, just barely letting the orange flames lick the surface, and watched as the white sugar slowly turned golden brown and began to bubble. I carefully rotated the stick in my hand until each side of the marshmallow was lightly toasted.
Nice. You got the hang of it. Here, I made you a landing pad for that.
She held out a paper plate to me with 2 graham crackers and a big chunk of chocolate.
A regular Hershey's chocolate bar is traditional, but...
She leaned closer and lowered her voice intimately.
If you really want to upgrade that bad boy, slip a peanut butter cup in there.
She winked at me, and I grinned as I took the plate from her, balancing it on my lap as I attempted to remove the squishy marshmallow from the stick. I took a big bite of the gooey mess on my plate, watching my friend devour her s'more in 3 bites. The last golden rays of the setting sun filtered through the trees, washing over our small group of friends and making everything sparkle. I closed my eyes for just a moment. I could hear one of the guys sitting across from me tuning an acoustic guitar. I wondered if he knew how to play anything other than Wonderwall. I felt the rough bark of the tree trunk I was sitting on against the back of my legs, right through my jeans. I could smell the campfire smoke, but underneath it, the faintest scent of peppermint shampoo.
You have chocolate on your upper lip,
she whispered in my ear, her long hair brushing against the side of my neck, sending a little shiver down my spine. I turned my head, opening my eyes to the look of pure delight on my friend's face. I smiled. Maybe it's the sugar rush, or spending the entire day outdoors with you, but I can honestly say I've never felt so happy. Thank you for inviting me to come along. Her eyes sparkled.
I'm so glad you came. I know we've both been busy lately, but I always love spending time with you. And I've always hated sleeping alone in the woods.
The sun had finished setting, and the orange glow of the campfire illuminated our faces. But beyond the small circle of logs, the world had gone dark. I could barely make out the small green tent that she had set up for us to share tonight. I whispered back, not sure how much help I'd be if a bear decided to eat us. But at least we'll get eaten together. She snort laughed.
Well, I'll protect you from the hungry bears if you protect me from the spooky things my brain just loves to imagine every time I hear a noise. probably caused by all those scary campfire stories I heard growing up. Deal?
Deal. We can make up our own campfire stories. Happy ones, I added.
Sexy ones?
She raised an eyebrow. I laughed. Definitely. Who doesn't love a good campfire porn story? The campfire burned lower and lower. Slowly, others in the group began to break off and make their ways to each of their tents. Acoustic guitar guy finished playing the last folk song in his repertoire and took the hand of the curly-haired girl sitting next to him, leading her back to their tent. My friend rested her head against my shoulder and let out a little sigh.
We should probably call it a night, too.
I could smell her peppermint shampoo again. Her flannel shirt felt soft under my hand as I wrapped my arm around her. She looked up at me, her eyes sparkling again. She had this way of looking at me that felt like a dare. Now or never, I suppose. I leaned in closer, my voice low. Do I still have chocolate on my upper lip? She reached up and laid a warm hand against my cheek, studying my face, before softly brushing her lips against mine.
Don't worry, I'll get it.
Then her lips were on mine, my hands in her hair, her hands on my back, holding me close. The taste of sugar lingering in our mouths. When we finally broke apart, it was so dark I could barely see anything in the campfire's dying glow. She flicked down a tiny flashlight attached to her keys and pointed it at the ground.
Come on, let's get to the tent.
She took my hand and we cautiously made our way, tumbling down onto the sleeping bags together. Are you sure about this? I whispered. Friendship is a fragile thing, and even though every cell in my body was aching for her, I wasn't willing to risk losing her.
I am so sure. Fuck. I've wanted this for so long.
She whispered as I planted a trail of kisses down her neck to her collarbone. I kissed my way back up her neck to whisper into her ear. I've had a crush on you since the day we first met. But I wasn't even sure if you were into girls, much less into me. And I didn't want to push you into being more than friends. I gently nibbled on her earlobe, thrilled by the sound of her little gasps.
I am absolutely into you.
Her voice was practically a growl. She kissed me deeply, wiping away the memory of my doubts, replacing the old feelings of anxiety and caution with a passionate present moment. We tore each other's clothes off in a blur of flannel. In the pitch-black tent, we navigated each other's bodies by touch and taste. My mouth found her sharp collarbone. Her hand discovered my hard nipple. Our fingers lightly skimmed over smooth skin and soft hair. We whispered praise between moans into each other's mouths.
I love the way you feel.
You are so beautiful.
I need you.
Fuck, you're so wet. She swept her leg between mine, pressing her thigh into my pussy hard. I moaned like a hungry animal, grinding my meaty cunt against her. She raked her nails down my back, a combination of pleasure and pain like a jolt of electricity straight to my brain. My fingers dipped into her wetness, then circled her clit, matching my own rhythm. She pressed her forehead against mine. I lost track of whose moans were whose. Or was that me? My thoughts were consumed by the sensation of my slick clit pressing into her thigh, her hips bucking hard against my hand, her hands gripping my ass, our mouths devouring each other. I'm not sure who crested first, but I let that wave of electricity wash over me, arching my back and moaning loudly. She gently pushed me onto my back, withdrawing her leg and collapsing on top of me. I wrapped my arms around her, holding her close. We lay there sweaty and sated, breathing in the warm night air. She spoke first.
I think this is my new favorite kind of campfire story.
I laughed. Well, you know what they say about having sex while camping. It's fucking intense.